Hello.
Hey Mike, it's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Nicole, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. So I know you talked to Jaw yesterday. I was out of the office. I know you mentioned to her that you needed the working capital right away, right? Okay. I just talked to the underwriters and they need a couple more things to get that process because normally we try to do equipment first and working capital second, but since you have more of a need for the working capital, we're trying to flip it. So on your bank statements, they see an MCA loan that you're paying. So I kind of just need you to clarify that. Do you have
What's an
it's
MCA loan?
a merchant cash advance?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just need some information to clarify that. Do you recall the original amount that you borrowed?
Let me think. I think it was like,60,000.
60,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know what the payback was?
It was like 80 something.
About 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you take that loan out?
I want to say it was back in December last year.
December of 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know how much longer you have?
I thought it was paid off. There shouldn't have been any payments coming out of it.
It should be paid off by now. It might have been in one of the previous statements
It
they
was
saw.
paid off last month.
Paid off last month. Okay. I'll let them know that. And who was it with?
I think it was with, let me remember the name. GRP.
GRP.
Yeah.
Okay. And how was your experience with them? Was it
I mean, it was cool. I mean, I had a number of them with them before.
you have or you haven't worked with them before?
I had worked with them before.
Okay. You had worked with them before. And did you apply with them for these loans or just with us?
No. Just with you guys.
Just with us. Okay, I'll go ahead and give them that information on the on that part and let them know that it should be paid off by now. And
Well, there
then
shouldn't be
they
any payments coming out.
Okay, that's no problem. And then they are wanting the bank statements for your second store. Just to kind of go ahead, it'll make having all that makes your file a lot stronger, so we can get you the stronger your file, the more money we can get you. So if you can, the 6 months of bank statements for the second store.
What can I get approved on with just what you have right now?
I can talk to them. They're right now they're asking for those just so they can kind of build everything up for you.
Yeah, I understand, but I like to kind of keep these separate.
Oh, okay. So there's no way you can get those over, or is
I
it
could
just
get them, but it's like, I got to go to the bank to get them and all this other stuff. And, if I can get approved with what I have, I'd rather just do that. I mean, I don't need a whole bunch of money. So, I mean, what are they willing to approve me with what we have right now?
What's the like well let me go from here. What how much do you absolutely need? As opposed to how much you would want.
I could do like 50,000, 50 to 75,000.
50 to 75.
But I
Okay.
know myself more than support that.
Yeah, they should. Okay, let me talk to them and see if they can what they can do with what we have now. because they were pushing me for the bank statements at the second store, and mm-hmm. I'll let you know what they say. But
okay, this thing taking a lot longer than what we had originally talked about.
Yeah, because we were working on the equipment side of everything, but so now we're trying to rush the capital part.
Okay.
Yeah, so with the two applications, you know, we were working on equipment, and then, but now since that's not needed right this second, they just needed the clarification on the loan, and then they're asking for the second store bank statements. But, let me go ahead and talk.
The second store bank statements are a totally different entity. It's not even under the same number. EIN number? It's a different entity.
Oh, okay, so it's not...
That store has been open for like 9 years.
Okay, and it's a Wingstop though, right?
Yeah, it's a Wingstop, but they're different EIN numbers. They're under different LLCs and corporations.
Okay.
That's why I never, you know, brought it up to begin with, because the financials are different financials.
Okay, let me go ahead and bring this over to them and see what they're going to do, see what they're going to say. Okay. And I'll give you a call back probably in an hour or so.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike.